A demonstration.
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Hell yeah, let me hear
it.
Start Operation Noisemaker.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show, the opening theme to Penrod Show.
This just puts a smile on my face.
Music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
So whistle then.
This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Hey, welcome to the program. That's me, Penrod. Munch hanging out with me. We're going to hear from Paul coming up in just a couple minutes, but we're going to bust out my favorite thing to do here, Munch. We have to celebrate today, because every day is a reason to celebrate. Sing it!
I just want to celebrate another day I'm living. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
So every day is a reason to move forward in life and celebrate life. I like to be in a good mood, so today we are celebrating Doggy Date Night. Munch, I expect you to take all 17 of your dogs out on a date tonight.
Well, it's going to be like 5 minutes apiece because I'm a tired old man.
It's true. That's true. It's also Elmo's birthday, and boy, I hate Elmo. Don't you just hate Elmo? Oh, my gosh. Elmo is the worst. The worst. Any parents out there know all about how much Elmo sucks. National Carrot Cake Day. Love me some carrot cake. Good stuff there. Now, this one, I think they're going to have to rewrite this one after what's going on in our world today. It's National Girls and Women in Sports Day. So I think that's changing up a little bit based on the news reports that I'm seeing here lately, right? I mean,
yeah, it is. That's right. Yeah. My name is Amber.
Hey, big day for college football today. It is a National Signing Day, so a lot of college football players, their life is about to change today. Hopefully.
Good for them.
Hopefully for the best, right, Munch? And right. It's Take a Cruise Day. I wouldn't suggest doing that. And National Missing Persons Day. And get this. My Pammy was a missing person once.
No.
Yep. I don't know if she made it on a milk carton, but we're going to have to ask her and find out. That and a whole lot more coming up. Rock news is on the way right here on the Penrod Show. Stick around.
Well, as you may have heard by now, I got my COVID shot this week. you know, I recently celebrated my 34th annual 39th birthday, so I qualified here in Nevada. So my daughter and I spent about 4 hours over a two-day period waiting on the telephone. She did most of it to get my reservation. I got my reservations, and then I went to my local Walgreens, waited in a very short line, and I got my shot.
That's
I have one friend.
All right, OJ. All right, buddy. That's OJ Simpson. He went and got his COVID-19 shot.
What's wrong with him? What happened?
Well, he had a mask on, so it's distorting his voice a little bit in there. So a lot of people going to get the shots. I mean, I don't know. I haven't got one. I don't plan on getting one, to be honest with you. Specifically, there's side effects, right, Munch? I mean, there's a lot of side effects from these pills. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, they've all got side effects.
Well, the Pfizer one, and I'm sure the Moderna one is the same thing. Injection site pain, tiredness, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, and fever. So, the flu.
Pretty much so. They're going to give you the flu, which I did read that the cases on the flu are way down this year for some reason.
That's what I hear, too.
Not sure why. But, you know, all these drugs, which here's the problem. Here's the problem. They haven't been on the market long enough to really get a good chance on the side effects.
No, there's no 100% proof, but, you know, I take it. I mean, if it helps, it helps. I mean, plain and simple. I'm not going to deny it.
I mean, we're gonna find out here eventually. We're gonna be like this.
Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home.
What?
SIs, huh? Clubfoot, MS, MD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, unibrow,
poor gas mileage. Holy cow. You know, I think I have most of those already, man.
Get them up. Move them out.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those vaccines going. Even if it's snowing, it's time to get your inoculation. And
coming up, News of the World with Munch. And a whole lot more. Stick around. More fun on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod, joined by Munch. Coming up, we have News of the World, Munch. But first, you're not going to believe this, Munch. Not at all.
Mm.
I'm very upset with our public school systems. Because I know. I mean, I went to private school, but not that makes me better. Because I'm dumb as a box of rocks. I'll be honest with you. I just pretend to know a lot of stuff. But I know I would get this question correct if somebody approached me on the street and asked me this.
What is the most populated continent in the world?
All right.
Yeah. Any idea?
It's
a tough one.
Yeah. I think, would California be it?
California is correct.
No way.
That's crazy.
Oh, heck yeah.
No way. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
No way.
I hope she
oh
was,
my God.
I hope she misunderstood the question, because that is shameful. That is just the worst. That's a terrible indictment on our public school system right there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World.
You hear me? Roger! Look at me!
With Munch.
Bye.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
What do we got going on in the news today, Munch?
You can just tell she hates me. Okay, so I want to go to Texas, and I want to try these berries that birds are getting drunk on us.
What?
Returning to Texas, the panhandle and areas there south of, they're getting a little high on
He's
some
drunk.
Berries.
They get drunk birds?
Yeah, drunk birds. So when you flip the bird, it might be upside down. I'm just saying. So watch out for those berries. And if there's birds having at it, you should too.
All right. What else we got?
And then Ford and Google decided to get themselves together and make a big deal. So by 2023, your Ford, if you're so inclined to buy one, will have Google as its operating system.
I heard about that. They already got a commercial out.
Hey, this is the Google Assistant, gearing up to ride with Ford in 2023. Sorry, Cortana. See you later, Siri. Adios, Alexa. That's right, losers. I just inked a sweet 6-year deal with Ford Motor Company. I don't want to brag, so I'll just leave you with 5 words. How you like me now?
Love it. Love it. More fun coming up in just a couple minutes. Munch's dad joke, and we're going to learn what happened at GameStop coming up here on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. It's Penrod. Hey, Munch, there's all this stuff going on about GameStop.
Oh, my God.
And
I
really don't know much about it, but I did find this guy that supposedly is breaking it down. The video said breaking down what's going on with GameStop. So here, let's see.
Okay, so basically there was all these hedge funds and they were short selling, right, at 138% float, okay? And they were basically, they're borrowing stocks and they have to give them back at a later date, but they already sold them, so they make the difference. So I'm saying? So we all got together, we were like, that is clear market manipulation, we're going to manipulate that back and we're going to take it to the moon. That's what we've been doing, baby. We've been taking it to the moon. We've been sticking it to the man.
I have no idea at all what the heck he's talking about.
Float. I'm just thinking of those things on my arm in the pool.
Oh, jeez. Still, I'm so clueless. I feel bad because, you know, there's one group of people out there that we're not thinking of. when it comes to this. There are people out there that are really suffering from this whole stock thing. It's those people that work at GameStop that we got to think about.
Hi, I'm Greg, senior guest advisor at GameStop, the one next to the Hot Topic. First of all, let me stop you right there, funny guy. No, I don't have any stock tips. I'm 39. I make $10 an hour. I don't know why the stock is so high. I do know that one share is worth more than I make in a week. By the way, why do you keep coming back here? Everything, literally everything we have is available online. Why are you going to the mall to risk getting COVID for anime stuff and pops that nobody wants? I don't have any PS5s. This place is going straight Radio Shack. And you're saying, what's Radio Shack? Exactly. I gotta go have an interview to join the Geek Squad. But in the meantime, for me, Greg, and all the employees at GameStop, we don't know and we don't care. GameStop, just stop.
See, those are the people we're forgetting about, Munch.
Yeah, no,
it's those people that work for $10 an hour, that live in their mom's basement, which there's nothing wrong with that. That don't know what's going on.
We should start a GoFundMe.
Everybody else seems to get a GoFundMe. Maybe we should do one for them.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. On
Penrod Radio. All right, what do we got today, Munch?
Hey, you know what? If you suck at playing the trumpet, that's probably why.
Speaking of trumpets. Hey, there's a new COVID test in China. I don't want to get it taken. No, I will not go for this COVID test. You probably won't either. Stick around. We'll find out that next in the Penrod Show.
Penrod Radio is on.
Welcome back to the program. It's time for a special report on the Penrod Show. For this report, we travel to China. Munch, let me ask you, buddy. Have you had a COVID-19 test?
No.
You have not had one. I thought I asked everybody to get one before we got into the studio all together here. And
I got a mask on. I'm good.
Yeah, you got a mask. And it's not a mask. It doesn't work when it's
below your
nose.
In front of my microphone, yeah. It's like...
Yeah, that's what it is. You keep your 6-foot distance over there. I have not had one, I'll be honest with you. But I have had the Rona. How do I know this? Because my mother had the Rona. My son had the Rona. Pammy had the Rona. Her kid had the Rona. My brother had the Rona. I was down for 2 days sick, so I just assume the Rona has made its way through me.
Maybe
so I didn't get one of those. No, I'm not going to, because I don't want something jabbed up my nose. And I definitely don't want to happen what they're happening in China right now. I don't know if you've heard about this. China's upset because there's a viral clip going around that shows people walking strangely out of a hospital. Because they have a new test they're performing in China that basically gets put, or you checked in the old prison wallet. Yeah, that's how they're testing people right now. It's not going in the nose. You're not spitting in a cup. They're going right into the old prison wallet to get checked.
It's funny because it made news different places. In fact, if you are a news writer, it's difficult to write a headline, quote, and I'll paraphrase, blank swab COVID test won't make you waddle like a penguin, China says. So in other words, the video is a little bit of a goof, but they are admitting that there's a swab where you might end up walking like a penguin.
Yeah. What I understand is the swab... is placed 2 inches and circled around, and then they check it that way. Who in their right mind is going in to get this done? If somebody told me, listen, this is how we're checking, I would say, no, we're not checking this way. I'm not going to do it that way. It's just not going to work for me that way. If somebody told me I had to go in and get checked this way, I would sound like this.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Coming up, sports with Paul, and he's in Tampa on the Penrod Show. Our roving sports reporter. Yesterday, he was in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Today, he's in Tampa, Florida for the big game that's happening this weekend. We know you made it. How's it going, Paul?
dude, I'm exhausted. I've driven 1,600 miles since this show started Monday. What are we doing here?
Hey, you
You're
know
killing
what?
Me, buddy.
I appreciate you, my friend, and everybody else appreciates you too. Everybody that's a part of this program appreciates everything you're doing. So you made it down to Tampa. Now, where are you at right now?
I am standing outside the Tampa Bay Convention Center after finding out that we don't have credentials.
What do you mean?
They won't let me into Radio Row. I was going to go to Radio Row and interview a bunch of celebrities and have all the audio for you, and No.
Did you go?
We don't have a press pass.
Did you go to Will Call?
Of course I went to Will Call. I said I'm with the Penrod Show.
And what did they say?
He said, "Who's Penrod?"
Oh, jeez. Really? Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, great.
So I'm just kind of hanging out with the local here outside. It's kind of weird.
I was going to say, I was going to say, you better not be by a pool. I sent you down there to do a job. You better not be by a pool right now.
No, believe me. And there's no hotels anywhere near here, so any hotel I find within a 30-mile radius is probably not going to have a pool anyways, since we didn't plan ahead.
No, well, and isn't it chilly down there too so far?
It's a little nippy, but it's better than being back home. That's for sure.
Well, I guess we don't want to deal with snow. Hey, listen, there's still time. I'll make some phone calls here and see if we can figure out what the heck is up with your passes. Because I actually what hotel did you go to?
Dude, I'm at like an Econo Lodge in Zephyr Hills. What are you talking about? There's no hotels anywhere near Tampa right now.
Zephyr Hills is a great place. My grandmother used to have a place there.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure it's lovely.
I swear we got you a hotel room. Didn't Munch tell you? I thought he was going to, because we sent a basket for you that had a half jersey. Like half of the jersey was the Kansas City Chiefs, and the other half of the jersey was the Tampa Bay. So you didn't have to be biased.
Well, I didn't get that.
All right. Well, listen, I'm sorry we didn't get any sports in right now. You're doing a fabulous job. Why don't you work on some sports? Sure. We'll work on trying to get you in, and we'll talk to you later on the Penrod Show. I love this. Welcome back to the Penrod Show. I'm Penrod. That's Munch. Hotline to Happiness, always open. We'd love to hear from you. 888-PENROD-1. That's 888-736-7631. Plus, you can follow us on the socials at Penrod Radio or Munch on Air, right?
Yeah, Munch on Air at all the different places.
And I got to be honest, I don't do well at posting. I'm trying to get better with it, but I don't do well at posting on the social media.
I'm not good at it either.
No, maybe it's our age. You know what I mean?
Cool. Ooh. Weird. Just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
Oh, brother, did I find a cool website, especially if you're into conspiracy theories.
Don't even hurt my brain.
It is a Wikipedia site, though. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. But you got to go to wikipedia.org and look for list of conspiracy theories. Now, I can spend hours just reading through these. We don't have hours today.
You could be on this site and jump with all the links to. You could be on this thing for like a week.
Yeah, you can. You can. The first one that caught my attention, and it's the black helicopters, man. The conspiracy of the black helicopters are circling outside the radio station right now, man. Which started back in the 60s. The theory emerged in the 90s during Clinton's presidency. Glenn Beck, he's a radio host. He talked about, the black helicopters, they're out there circling around. There's a phantom. I've never seen a black helicopter in my life.
Well, me neither. Well, I have, but they were private, and you just flew around mountains.
Yeah. Another one that they say is a conspiracy, New Coke. New Coke was a conspiracy. It claims that the Coca-Cola company internationally changed the formula to spark demand for the old stuff. So they're saying it was a whole big publicity hoax.
Always Coca-Cola.
Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, I wouldn't put it past anybody. I wouldn't. I mean, But you're talking about the soda, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they ruined it when they took cocaine out of it in the days and days ago. But, you know, just think how much stuff we could get done. Just think of all the stuff we could get done today if they never changed the formula. Coming up, is 18 the magic number, Munch? I think you know what I'm talking about. If you have a teenager, we would love to know your thoughts on that. That's coming up on the Penrod Show next. Welcome back to the program. I'm Penrod Munch, hanging out with me. Paul is on location, of course, in Tampa. And well, it didn't go well for his first sports report, but hopefully the next one goes better.
My bad.
So 18 must be a magic number, because you said something to me the other day, Munch, and I did a little experiment on my own, and it's ringing true. What did remind me and everybody what you said?
When my daughter hit 18, she felt it was time to go ahead and start swearing and doing all these adult things that we didn't allow her to do before she was 18. You know, adult things, swear words being the big one. Like, I mean, she is F-bombing everything.
What?
Yeah.
I cannot picture your cute little daughter saying those things.
No, she is a cuss monster. Like, she's forcing it sometimes.
You know, that's the thing. And I did, like I said, I did a little experiment because I got four teenagers. Well, I got three teenagers and two 20 and 22-year-old. And yeah, my daughter, who's a freshman in college, she sounds like Happy Gilmore on any, like, any day. She just, you know, just starts spitting it out.
And fuck me in a fuck
that. I mean, that's my daughter right there. It's ridiculous, too. And I'm like, what? Here's the thing, and I think we have a problem in today's society. I, to this day, I'm 47 years old, will not swear in front of my mother.
Ooh, I'm different.
I might say, damn. I don't cross much more of a line than that.
I'm all over it. My mom's heard me say worst things ever, yeah.
So you are saying that you are the bad influence on your daughter.
Well, maybe I'm living vicariously through her. I don't know. Maybe.
But you're right. You're exactly right. There's this switch that flips, and all of a sudden, blah, 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 swear word, cuss word, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Although, I wish I could go back, to be honest with you.
And I wish I was 18 again.
George Burns, that was a long time ago. I mean, they didn't even have running water when he was 18. Hey, coming up, we got your rock report. Stick around, all that and more on the Penrod Show. All right, welcome back to the program. There's something that has brought to my attention that might affect you. I know for sure it affects Paul. And it doesn't affect you, though, Munch, at all.
Don't want no short man. Don't want no short man.
Girls are avoiding short guys.
Really?
Yes, they are. There's women on Tinder that when they see your height, they swipe left. What? They don't want no short man. Wait, 5'8".
What's Tinder?
Yeah, right. I mean, you've never had to be on a dating site because you've been married forever.
25 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I made it to 18. After that, I did go on dating sites. Fortunately, I'm over 5'8". I'm 6'2". The height thing wasn't the problem that I had on the dating sites. It was more the fatness. That's really what the problem was with me. The fact that I was fat. So that... But yeah, this girl took to social media saying that she will not date anybody that is under 5'8", swiping left on those. And the thing is, I'm so surprised at how many women supported her stance. Yeah, there was a lot of women that said, yeah, no, you're right. I'm not going to date anybody that's short.
That's just mean. That's just like superficial.
I got to be honest with you. I feel kind of bad. Because my ex-wife is short. Therefore, one out of the three of my offspring that I know are mine is short. I mean, he's not 5'8". He's a He's a short person. My daughter's 5'9". My number two son is 6'1". My number four kid, which is number three son, he's 6 foot already. Short people got no reason to live. I think that's a little extreme, don't you? Coming up, news of the world. Plus, we got the Daily Dad Joke, and you'll never believe what happened to LeBron James. All that and more coming up on The Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod, hanging out with Munch today. Paul, as we have found out, he's in Tampa for the big game. We're going to hear from him in just a little bit. Hopefully, we got some things straightened out for him because his initial visit wasn't that good. You know what's crazy, Munch? I saw this, and it kind of scares me a little bit. Do you play video games?
A little bit, not much.
I don't play video games. Elon Musk has a monkey that can play video games.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Bare naked ladies. Haven't you always wanted a monkey? Yeah, I want good a monkey. Job.
Yeah, it's, good job. Terms, it's sort of like a Fitbit in your skull. Because we already got a monkey with a wireless implant in their skull who can play video games using his mind. So it does not look like an unhappy monkey. And you can't even see where the neural implant was put in. Except for that he's got like a slight dark mohawk.
So they got a monkey that's got a chip implanted in his brain. And he can play video games with his brain. That's absolutely scary and insane. Technology is scaring the bejeebies out of me. I'm serious. It's just...
And now, ladies and gentlemen...
It's time... for News of the World!
You hear me? Look at me!
With Munch.
Five, four...
On the Penrod Show.
Correct!
You know, I've asked Cherry to fix that, and
she's still mad at me for... Yeah, I made a pass at her. She's mad at me for that Christmas party.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep what that between me and you. So what's going on in the world, Munch?
There's a 3D printed house selling for just under, and I mean that by $1,000, printed by a 3D printer.
There's a house that's printed. How long till the toner runs out of ink? Because that seems to be the problem all the time, anywhere. It's like, I need to print some. I'm out of ink. They get halfway done, and we're out of ink again.
And then finally, we moved to Oklahoma for $10,000. There's a story. You're going to love this.
All right.
We'll basically pay people $10,000 to do the job they're already doing just from Tulsa for 1 year.
It did seem too good to be true. And so one day when I was going to work on the bus, it's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, why not? So I just filled out the application, did everything and sent it off.
I remember looking over at my wife and I said, this city looks pretty cool and this program is pretty cool. If I get in, would you consider like uprooting our lives and moving to Oklahoma? Is that okay? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't like that. She was like this.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Welcome back to the program. My name's Penrod. Having some fun here on a hump day. 888-PENROD-1. That's 888-736-7631. Got the dad joke coming up here in just a second. But I wanted to mention, Munch, there's some cool commercials that are going to be playing during the big game this year.
I'll try and watch them, but I'm going to be so excited about the play of football.
Are you really, though?
No.
Are you really? Are you going to watch in your underwear or naked?
No, I got family coming over, you goof. No.
Well, I read that 6% of people actually watch it naked or in their underwear. So I was kind of weirded out a little bit by that. So would the family. I guess they would really be like, what are you doing here? So a lot of commercials coming up. I just read there's going to be a huge commercial with John Travolta is in it. Martha Stewart's in it. Kyle Busch, Carl Weathers, and Stanley from The Office, David Leslie Baker. They're in a new commercial. So I saw a little bit of that. You get to see John Travolta dance. He's still got the moves. He's got moves like Jagger for sure. So and then there's another one. Do you like wrestling?
I'm good with it. Yeah.
John Cena. Is giving people a chance with Mountain Dew to win $1 million.
33, 34, 35. Hi, I'm John Cena, and I know how to count. In fact, knowing how to count could change your life on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, help you win $1 million. If you count all the bottles of delicious Mountain Dew Major Melon, our new watermelon flavor, in our commercial.
I think that's probably the worst name for a pop ever. Major Melon. I mean, that just doesn't seem like it would be a good choice for a pop.
Wouldn't you get Dolly Parton to do your ads?
That's what I would have thought. And actually, Dolly Parton is doing, she recut her 9 to 5 song to 5 to 9, and she's doing a commercial for websites during a big game. And then, of course, you're a fan of classic Saturday Night Live when it was actually funny, right?
Yeah, good, yeah.
And these guys are coming back.
All right. And we're back. 2020, man, that was a great year. Not. Yeah, it really sucks.
Wayne and Garth coming back for the Super Bowl ads. Can't wait to see that. But now,
who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out. On Penrod
Radio. What do you got for us?
Hey, you know what? If you suck at playing the trumpet, that's probably why.
Oh, my God, dude. Come on, man. I was blowing there.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod Munch, hanging out with you. Big thing happened Monday night at basketball. Did you see this much? Do you watch pro basketball much?
I don't, but I know this made news all over the place, and I'm really not clear on what the heck happened, but it's LB, the king.
Yeah, it's about LeBron James, which I don't like anyway, but here's what the sports announcers did.
We've got a lot of jawing going on the front row. Look at that. And now the security is getting involved.
And the referees are actually telling the security they may want to usher somebody out of the building.
They might be gone. I think this was happening also. Somebody was all over LeBron.
And they're still on LeBron. I think that's what it is.
A few minutes ago, and I know he was glaring into the seats.
So somebody was heckling LeBron James, which I got to be honest with you. We got to give them a big round of applause. Anybody who wants anybody who heckles LeBron, that's a fan. I'm a fan of them. However, this person that was heckling them, I think, here's my take on it. Both LeBron James and the person that was heckling LeBron, both did not show any class whatsoever because they're supposed to be adults. Now, we know LeBron James is a whiny baby. And fakes a lot of injuries and draws fouls. He's definitely not the goat. He's not even a baby goat, which whatever, I don't know what the name of that is. Michael Jordan, we know, is the goat of basketball. But the here's goatest. How the woman reacted when she got pulled out of the stadium.
Listen, let me tell you. LeBron James looked at my husband during the game and cussed him out. And I stood up and I go, don't talk to my husband. Talk to my husband one more time and I will you up.
Wow.
And he started fighting with me. He goes, shut your mouth, dog. And I go, you shut your mouth.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, you need to chill out, little girl.
That's a classy lady right there. Straight up went right online and broadcasted that. And, I mean, it just made her look foolish.
I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed.
I mean, my wife has that same reaction when someone bumps into her with a shopping cart at Walmart. But, I mean, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Remind me not to go shopping when she does. Holy cow. Paul's coming back with sports. Of course, Paul is in Tampa. Let's hope he's made a little bit more progress than he did this morning. That and what else did we learn today on the program? Coming up in just minutes right here on the Penrod Show.
Paul Johnson with a sports update.
All right, he's back out on the road. We already talked to him once this morning, and we really didn't get any sports done. Paul Johnson, our sports guy, he's down in Tampa right now. And I think Munch has been working on this for you, Paul. Munch, did you figure out what the heck's going on with his, not only with his hotel, but his press passes?
Well, I might have missed the memo. How am I involved in that?
I don't know. I told you need to book his hotel and get the press passes sent down there.
What condition was I in when you told me?
Well, apparently.
Yeah, we got to clean up the communication, boys. What are we doing here?
Well, fortunately, you still got 3 more days of the show to do from down there. So I promise you. I promise you, we're going to get it sorted out. aren't we, Munch?
Well, I mean, if he just books something, we'll turn it into corporate and reimburse him. I don't know why. I didn't get to go. Why should I book
his
hotel?
It's kind of hard to do on the fly down here, man.
Well, did you? Well, what about this? Did you even send the gift basket for him with the football stuff in it?
What gift basket?
Oh, jeez. Hey, do we have any sports to talk?
Well, yeah, I've just been talking to people walking by the convention center because they won't let me inside. So, I mean, I did find a couple of stories that were interesting. Apparently, like, I would think if Rob Gronkowski was hosting a Super Bowl in Tampa, that would be the party to be at. But since we're not allowed to have parties down here this year, he instead did something nice. Instead of having, you know, the big party on the beach, he decided to give some healthcare workers some free tickets to the big game.
Yes, he did.
Hello, Heather. Hello, Belinda. Oh, hello, Mandy. Hey, Woody. This is champion Rob Gronkowski. I hope you're having a good day. I've heard that you're a pretty big Bucks fan, and more importantly, that you've been a huge help for patients battling tough times this year during the pandemic. I want you to know that it hasn't gone unnoticed. And we want you there inside Raymond James Stadium cheering us on. Congratulations, you're going to Super Bowl 55 as a special guest of the Buccaneers and the NFL.
Well, that was super cool. Oh,
what a big teddy bear, huh?
That was nice.
He's a teddy bear and whatnot, but what's wrong? I'm very enunciated, and here you go. Tickets.
Oh, that's not nice to make fun of Gronk.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Okay, Paul, we're going to talk to you tomorrow then, all right, buddy? And I swear we're going to get to the bottom of this, all right? All right, coming up, what did we learn? And some more great music. Stick around on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod Munch, hanging out with me. We just heard some kind of sports from Paul. I feel bad because he's all verklempt and out of sorts. He's not in the studio. We sent him out on the road. There was some kind of mix-up with his press pass and his lodging. And hopefully he can pull it together and be back with us tomorrow with some kind of substantial football news and everything else that's going on. So that leads us to, what did we learn today? What did we learn today, Munch? Did you learn something today?
I learned that all of his whining was somehow my fault. Like, itinerary was my responsibility. He's a grown man. He can't plan his own trips.
But you didn't get the memo. Here's the thing. Huh. Just so you know, Paul isn't the most responsible fellow, whereas you have proven not to be as responsible either in this whole thing. I hate being the bearer of bad news. You know, part of a good host, I would say, is to be able to delegate. And I have delegated incorrectly.
So what you're saying is that you're taking the blame?
I will always take the blame for anything that goes wrong with this program. Yeah, always. Well, unless
4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Unless you say something that you probably shouldn't say. Sure, I'll take the heat for it. But I'm going to punch you in the head. I will punch you in the head. So
something new I've learned. What about you? Do you learn anything?
I learned that women do not like short men. Vertically challenged is probably a better way to explain that. We don't want people to take that out of context. Women do not like the vertically challenged men. And I have also learned, and this is just my astute mind thinking here, they also don't like wide men, apparently, because I fit into that category, too. So, I got that. Except my girl, Pammy. She likes me. So, hey, coming up tomorrow on the program, Paul back from Tampa, and we're going to do just like we did today. It's called Wing It. More fun tomorrow on the Penrod program.